Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Luke Bowman of the American Simmental Association. Back with Luke in just a moment. When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. One of the beef breeds well represented at the just concluded Cattlemen's Congress was Simmental. Luke Bowman is Director of Member Events and International Operations for the American Simmental Association. They're based out of Bozeman, Montana. Luke Bowman says, in spite of the challenges of COVID over the last year, the Simmental breed had a good 2020.
The hype and the desire for Simmental genetics in the commercial industry has never been higher. So actually, we had a great year. 2020 was a good year to be part of the American Simmental Association. There's a demand for bulls in the commercial sector. In the junior sector, there's a demand for junior heifer projects like we've never seen in our breed. Registrations were up. Membership activity was up. New memberships in the junior and the senior associations were up. It's a high time to be part of the ASA.
What do you think is making breeders look to the Simmental breeds for characteristics that they're wanting?
I think it comes down to the fact that we've made these cattle easier for the average American beef producer to own. Calving ease, for the first time in the breed's history, has really been a focal point the last 5 to 10 years. And so we've got generally the majority of the population to focus on that for unassisted births. But still, we get that rapid growth and heavy muscle that Simmental cattle are known for. Those traits have never left. The cattle generally are polled, so folks don't have to deal with the issue of horned cattle. So calving ease, growth, and muscle, boy, it's just hard to beat a Simmental today.
Well, sticking with that, talking about genetics a little bit, you and I talked a little bit. I grew up showing red Simmentals. Most Simmentals are black-hided cattle now. How has the look of the Simmentals changed throughout the years?
Simmental cattle, because there was a demand for black-hided animals, did change their color pattern. Now, a lot of folks thought that they shook their head and didn't know what to think. Oh my goodness, you're losing your breed identity. Well, really, Casey, when you think about it, all we did was change one gene. There's only one gene in the billions of genes that codes for black color. We changed one gene and therefore made the cattle black. And we did not change a lot more of the other things like I talked about for the notorious growth and muscle and mass and maternal traits that Simmental cattle are known for. So we did change that exterior look, but that really helped the commercial man who wanted to keep his cattle solid in terms of color pattern, uniformity in the cow herd. It helped him to accept the cattle from being the spotted or flowered image of yesteryear.
How are you guys marketing your breed? Especially, we've all had to find different ways to market to folks, especially during COVID-19. So how are you finding it's the easiest to market the Simmental breed?
It's the easiest to market Simmental cattle when we talk about cattle breeding in general, because we know that there is a huge advantage, and all science proves that crossbreeding makes cattle more profitable. By adding different traits and breed complementarity, crossbreeding makes a more profitable beef cow. We know America's cows an Angus cow. And so what's the alternative to an Angus? It's logically a Simmental for the calving ease, carcass, cows, and conception that you get when using Sim genetics.
What are some of the goals and outlooks for the Simmental breed that you guys have coming up in 2021? Like, what are some goals you have in your breed standards?
You know, when we get our long range outlook and think about our strategic planning, we've done so much change in the last 5 years. I think our board of trustees kind of want to say, keep doing what you're doing. Let's just lift the bar a little bit higher, but let's keep the same programs and objectives in place and follow the principles that have made us who we are today and just keep pushing the accelerator down.
Luke Bowman talking Simmental with our own Casey Shepherd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Attention farmers and ranchers. The decision's been made by Midwest Farm Shows to postpone their 2020 Tulsa Farm Show from December to the 25th, 26th, and 27th of February at Expo Square at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Again, the new dates for the Tulsa Farm Show, February 25th, 26th, and 27th. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll see you at the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.